Griffin City Administrator Adam Sontag is joining us this morning. Morning, Adam.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Thanks for having me over.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. Number of items that we wanted to ask you about today. Should we start out with the dog park?
Why not?
Barn?
The dog park
now,
barn, yeah.
Now, the dog park's actually located outside of the city, right?
Correct, yep. Yeah. So there's obviously there's a landfill out on Coral Road and a portion of the old site more than a few years ago was converted to a dog park. A lot of volunteers and a local group, I think, came together to put the money forward and get that all up and running. And so it's a city piece of property outside of the city limits. And there's a barn out there that we found some people in that shouldn't have really been there, and it's falling down. So we put together a quick RFP. Parks and Rec Department, Ashton, our director, put that all together, and we'll be working on removing the structure in June. And you know, it'll be a cleanup of the site a little bit, so that'll be nice. And overall, just not letting it fall, taking it down before it falls, and removal, I believe, out of Ripon got the contract from the Common Council on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I believe it was Tuesday night.
Yep.
One of the issues there was that you've had some problems with squatters lately, so that brings up liability issues.
Yeah, there are people for whatever reason they were camping out there, and once we realized that, and then it's kind of an unsecure building, and it often gets forgotten about, you know, out there. It's just people run out there with their dogs, but we want to make sure it's a secure, safe place for everybody, as well as our Parks and Rec Department has begun taking a more active role out there. As, you know, time goes by and there are more needs and costs increase, we've worked to try to better partner with the dog park group to kind of help them out, because, you know, we have buying capabilities and efficiencies that, you know, they can benefit from, whether it's planting trees or fixing fences. We try to help them out more than I think we had in the past and be more active out there, because it just helps them be able to do more and make a nicer area out there. And for us, we just want to make sure that, you know, the buildings we have, whether they're being used or not, are maintained. And then this one is not going to be maintained and has no real purpose, so it'll go down.
All right. The council considering switching to electronic devices for their agendas and packages?
Yep. So they passed an electronic device policy. It's probably overdue, but we're getting there. Some of the council members bring their own devices. Everything is now technology-wise packets. To print off these packets, and if anybody's ever gone online and downloaded a packet, there are council packets that run 150-plus pages. And, we get those out, and they get dropped off, and there's just a better way to do it. So we're probably years behind in this regard, but we've invested in some other meeting management software and whatnot. So they passed the policy. The next thing is identifying a device, which was always going to be the hardest part of this, mm-hmm. because there are Apple lovers, there are Android lovers, and we just got to kind of now price it out with the council and take it back proposals, and we'll move to that over the next couple months, and kind of stop some of that inefficiency and stop just printing giant packets of paper biweekly. So it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Leave a smaller carbon footprint or whatever it is.
Council members, a lot of times, they have to do the work of the city too, right? They have emails, they have other things. So the device will allow them to hopefully do their job, because there's open records requests, mm-hmm. there's requirements, and it can become kind of for council members and elected officials, it can kind of become a blending of worlds, right? Your personal and your public elected service there. So separating those two out is really, I think, an important thing to make sure, if somebody requests something, you can get it to them, and it's not also mixed in with texts to your kids, right?
Yeah.
So it's just it's the way to go. And so we'll move forward over the next couple months implementing that.
Yeah, it seemed the only concerns the council members had was not passing along messages to each other on the, you know, electronic device, or for that matter, looking up social media or whatever. So
yes, and that is all. Their concerns are valid because those are all things that have happened, right?
Right. Winnebago County Board had a real problem.
Yeah. So you know, they put in place policies that would ensure that everything's being used appropriately and managed. So it's the responsible thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And we'll, like I said, we'll get some devices for them and go paperless.
All right. Number of summer projects on tap this year?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's starting off here. I was just at the library. So they're getting a phase two is being reviewed today by the architects. And I believe in the next couple weeks in early June, there will be some closures. So just keep an eye out for that. I believe June 1st or so, they'll be closed for a week. They are moving everything from the downstairs back up to the upstairs, and then phase three begins, which is the downstairs or the basement area. So that's a big project, obviously, that's ongoing. Houston Street is our major road reconstruction. That will begin in early June as well. That includes East Seward. That will be a pretty big project. R&R Wash, or our Lamb, I don't know which one bid, but they're the same company pretty much. Otto Rippin, they'll be working on that project. They're also closing out Selfridge Park project. So it's kind of nice. They just kind of get to stay there for this. Yeah. You know, they were working on Selfridge. We had a meeting yesterday to kind of close out some of that project. They have some restoration, some punch list items that have to be done. But then Selfridge is at this point open to the public. There, the trails are in, the playground is accessible, the piers and the launch for fishing and kayaking will go in later this year. We're probably planning in June here a kind of an opening of the park just to kind of celebrate the path and just the investment there. And then we'll do Ashton and the police department are planning a Cops and Bobbers event with some other local groups in August once the piers are in. So it'll be nice to kind of have that whole area cleaned up. And then obviously we have a couple smaller projects, Tabert and Hall, that'll be scheduled here in the coming months. So kind of getting the busy season, road season. Will be road maintenance crews out. We'll be rebuilding manholes. There'll be patching projects. So just be aware that we'll be out and about, and there'll be, you know, road closures and contracted crews and city crews out maintaining the streets and getting projects set up and installing furnishings in the park. And so it's kind of our busy season for all of that.
All right. Lastly, we wanted to talk to you about a nice write-up the city got on from Business View magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, so every so often, people notice what's going on in Ripon from the outside, and they call and they say, hey, we want to recognize the work of the community and some of the positive things that are happening. That is often, you know, then takes some time to, like, work through that with them, create a story. So Business View magazine, I think a couple weeks ago, or in their April – or May, was it May? I don't know. Where are we? We're in May, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was their April edition of Civic Municipal put together a piece on Ripon, just talking about kind of the overall community and where things are headed, the investments being made, not just by the city, but by in housing, in economic development, in downtown. You know, on the West End, just sort of recapping everything that's happened in the last couple of years to, to kind of highlight the positivity and the growth in the community. So we appreciate those types of write-ups because it kind of allows us to, you know, show the world as well as, you know, just tell our story. Because there's a lot of positive things happening. There's been a lot of positive activity in the community the last few years. And so I think that that piece certainly did a nice job of kind of comprehensively bringing it all together, because it's not just one thing. You know, our downtown remains strong. You know, the Kmart's not vacant anymore, right? The West End has, you know, Hy-Vee and Tyson's and Big Top Brew out there. You know, those are all new things. Our housing market is stronger than it's been for a long time, and we've built and started over 50 homes, and the SCS Ripon project is starting here to add market rate apartments in the next couple weeks. So it's just it's not just one thing. The college is, you know, investing over the past few years. They broke ground on the Merriman House as well. So there's continued investment in the community. So we just want to tell that story.
Okay. Adam, thank you very much for joining us today.
Of course.
Appreciate
thank you.
Your time.
Yep.
We've been talking with Adam Sontag, who is the Ripon City Administrator.